Jenna Dooley, and this is Morning Edition. Because of the skyrocketing number of COVID-19 cases, the Illinois Public Health Department is asking people to stay home as much as possible for the next 3 weeks, leaving only for essential activities like getting groceries, prescriptions, and for work if it can't be done from home. The Department of Public Health Thursday reported 12,702 new confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19, including 43 additional deaths. Meanwhile, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker warned of another possible stay-at-home order. But before that happens, Pritzker says his COVID-19 mitigations must actually be followed and had harsh words for local leaders who refuse to enforce them. Hannah Meisel has more.
All regions of Illinois have been put under additional COVID mitigations as of last week, which include shuttering indoor bar and restaurant service. But local elected officials in many areas of the state aren't enforcing the rules. On Thursday, Governor Pritzker pleaded with them, asking what it would take to, quote, make this real for you.
What about if the hospitals become so overrun that you're sick and you're dying have nowhere left to turn? Because I promise you, while you fail to take responsibility in your city and your county, that day is coming closer, and it will be on you.
The governor has previously said bars and restaurants not following the rules are subject to losing their liquor licenses. However, he said state troopers are already spread too thin to act as the main enforcers, so it falls to local officials. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Some Illinois lawmakers are calling for hearings on the state's response to COVID-19. They held a bipartisan virtual news conference Thursday. State Senator Sue Rezin says there should be more transparency about why decisions are being made. The Republican from Morris says she wants lawmakers to have a say about the pandemic.
I understand the seriousness of this pandemic, and I do not take it lightly. But the reality is we're 8 months into the pandemic and the General Assembly should have a say and a seat at the table and be allowed to have hearings and ask questions.
Rezin and her colleague Representative LaShawn Ford are asking legislative leaders to set up the meetings. They say there are many concerns to discuss. That includes increased restrictions on bars and restaurants and the struggle between tenants who can't afford to pay rent and landlords who need that income. Republicans on the Illinois House Veterans Affairs Committee, meanwhile, are calling for a hearing this week, called for a hearing this week to investigate a COVID-19 outbreak at the LaSalle Veterans Home. I'm Jenna Dooley.
And I'm Leah Lerner. The SIU men's basketball team has paused its activities due to positive COVID-19 test results. Head coach Brian Mullins spoke at a previously scheduled news conference yesterday and said the news means the Salukis will not compete at the Louisville tip-off tournament over Thanksgiving weekend. Mullins said he is disappointed for the players.
They've done everything right over the last 4 months. They've sacrificed a lot over the last 4 months, and there's a lot of things that are happening, over the last 6-7 months in this country that you can't control, and the things that happened with the test results, our guys couldn't control it.
Mullins praised the university and the athletic department for putting the players' health as a top priority. SIU is now scheduled to open the season on December 2nd at SEMO, but Mullins admits it's not set in stone and the college basketball schedule will be fluid because of the virus. The Illinois High School Association has invited Governor J.B. Pritzker's office and representatives from the Illinois Department of Public Health to discuss the association's plans to hold a basketball season this winter against the state's recommendation. Executive Director Craig Anderson says the IHSA board wants to build a more collaborative relationship with the state and other education groups when it meets November 19th, 3 days after basketball practices are scheduled to begin.